This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, the McKay Group, Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, Creative Landscaping, Pella Corporation, and Round Window Liquor. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Farm and Home, Two Rivers Cooperative, the City of Pella, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, DeHeisen Carpentry, De Blumenhof Garden Center, and Golay Heating and Cooling. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A U.S. senator served our country for many years in the National Guard. In the third part of a five-part series on the Spirit of America, let's go in-depth with Senator Joni Ernst. Senator, can you tell us some of the reasons that led you to serving in the military?
Absolutely. I chose to serve in the military for a number of reasons, but predominantly, what led me down that path was an experience I had on an agricultural exchange to Ukraine while it was still part of the Soviet Union. And living on a collective farm with a number of other Iowa students and interacting with the people there was really important to me. We were able to gather in the evenings and talk about the differences between our countries, and we thought we would talk about agriculture. But the people of Ukraine, they wanted to know what it was like to be an American and what it was like to be truly free. And those conversations had such an immense impact on me. I decided I couldn't take for granted anymore the values and freedoms that come with being an American citizen. So I decided the way I can give back is by joining our service, the armed services, and protecting those values and freedoms.
When you joined the National Guard, correct?
Well, I went into Iowa State Army, ROTC, and followed that with a service in the United States Army Reserves, and then went into the Iowa Army National Guard.
Okay, why the Army?
Well, I had a history. My father had served in the Iowa Army National Guard when I was a very, very young girl. I don't really remember his time in service, but I just knew that he had served in the Army National Guard. And I had an uncle who was what we called a lifer. You know, he spent 20 years in the United States Army on active duty. And so, obviously, being in a community that was filled with Army National Guard members and reservists, and having known men in my own family that had served in the Army, I decided to go that route as well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by DeYoung Door Service, Vanco Camper Rentals, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, All Plan Insurance, McCall Monument, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, and Sherry's Mat and Frame Studio. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dandy Farms, Sully Community Locker, Quality Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dowie Pest Control, Overton Funeral Home, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Marion County Auto Body, Cunningham Financial Services, and Stan Drywall.
I continued my conversation with Senator Joni Ernst. Well, tell us a little bit about the nature of your service.
Yeah, absolutely. I served in the Reserves and the Army National Guard. When I began my military career, I was an Army engineer, and then later on transferred into transportation, which is because of the unit that I was leading overseas during Operation Iraqi Freedom. It was a transportation unit, the same unit that my father had served in years and years ago, led them during that deployment into Kuwait and Iraq. And then when I came back to the United States after deployment, then was able to transfer into the branch of logistics and was a logistician, and I commanded a logistics battalion. But through that time in service, of course, serving on active duty during a time of combat in a combat zone, as well as a number of state mobilizations for flood duty. I did serve in Western Iowa during the floods there, as well as the Cedar Rapids area during their extensive floods of 2008. Also served as a rear detachment officer during the Hurricane Katrina, in which a number of our National Guardsmen were deployed down to our southern coastal regions. And I worked with logistics during that time. So a number of things that I feel have been very important, not only serving my country, but also my state in times of need.
What's the most important thing that you learned serving overseas?
That you must operate as a team. It is so important to provide that guidance and instruction for the members of your unit, but then you can't succeed without having everyone working together. And I was blessed to have such a tremendous unit that I commanded. Everyone worked so hard. My soldiers made me so proud. You ask them to do a task and they will complete it to the absolute best of their abilities. But teamwork is key to being successful in any activity. And that's why I firmly believe one of my pillars of success is gratitude. And just being able to express how thankful I am that we had such great teamwork, we had such great soldiers, and everybody was in it together.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Newton Village, VHR Used Cars, Sundance Realty, Milo Locker Meats, IMU Fiber, Mutton Peas Autoland, Marion County Rural Water, and Jim and Susan Hicks. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Craig Clark Construction, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Garden and Associates in Oskaloosa, Central College, Lambert Truck Parts and Towing, Preston's Auction Service, Ulrich's Meat Market, and Candy's Flowers.
I continued my conversation with Senator Joni Ernst. Now, I understand that you're working on some legislation in support of our veterans. Would you mind sharing that?
Absolutely. I'm working on a number of pieces of legislation. The first is the World War II Army Ranger Congressional Gold Medal Act, and this is to honor those World War II Army Rangers that were formed. They were just immense fighters. They really are extraordinary men, and to read their engagements overseas and what they were able to accomplish serving in our United States Army is just incredible. So we are working to honor them in the United States Congress. I'm also working on a number of other issues, homeless veterans, the Coronavirus Response Act, making sure that our homeless have access to some of the most basic hygiene products and needs, the Ensuring Quality Care for Our Veterans Act, which is one that strikes close to home for those of us that use the VA system, and this one would allow the third-party review of those those physicians that were hired, and if they had had their credentials pulled in other states, making sure that the veterans they cared for in the VA facilities are receiving the best possible care. So we go back and do a review on their records just to make sure that they have received the best care. The Haven Act, of course, is for those veterans that are going through economic trying times. So what we're trying to do is exclude the VA and DOD disability payments made to veterans or their dependent survivors from the monthly income calculation that's used for bankruptcy means tests. That one was very important. And then the VA Mission Act as well is another important bill that provides greater access to hospital care, life-saving medical services, and extended care services for veterans right in their own community. So there's a number of bills. I could go on and on all day about the pieces of legislation that I've worked on and the efforts that I've supported. But being a veteran myself, these are very important for me to work on, understanding that my boots have been in that sand. I get what our veterans are going through, both when they're deployed and then the struggles they will, perhaps have when they return home. So it has not only personal meaning for me, but it is also just important for us to remember that these are men and women that have given freely of their service to our nation, and they have gone through hardships, and we need to honor our commitments to them.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Sims Custom Wash, Pella Co-op Electric, Spahn and Rose Lumber, Jersey Freeze, Vermeer Sales and Service, Don's Heating and Cooling, Culver's of Pella, Holiday Inn Express of Pella, and Pella Community Schools. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Kyle's Auto Repair, Shomo Madsen Humble Insurance, Johnston Communications, Reclaiming the Joy, Dave's Pro Auto and Lighten, Lighten Insurance Agency, Corner Sundry, Home Realty, and L&M Storage.
I continued my conversation with Senator Joni Ernst. Now, how has your service in the military impacted your service in the Senate, just in general, not just specifically with veterans issues?
Yeah, I just think the premise of understanding as a soldier or any other service member that you will face hardship. There is absolutely no doubt that you will come across obstacles, and then it is up to you to figure out a way to either go around those obstacles, climb over those obstacles, go under those obstacles, or simply get rid of the obstacles. You have to find a way forward. And that's a great lesson pulled from the military that I can apply to the United States Senate today, is understanding I have a mission and I must figure out how to overcome the challenges in order to get to that goal.
Now, a number of military servicemen and women who have served in the Trump administration have resigned for a variety of reasons, including ethical concerns they had and directions on foreign policy, domestic policy. They parted ways because of principles. And yet, I don't see any of that from you. Have you had these issues with President Trump?
Well, we have had disagreements, certainly, and especially one that I can share, obviously, is when President Trump, a number of years ago, had decided to withdraw troops from Syria, just all of a sudden. And we felt that there were a number of us that had served, and we felt that that was not the right thing to do, just to immediately withdraw troops and leave our allies, specifically the Kurds, at a significant disadvantage where we felt that they would be persecuted by those opposing forces in Syria. And so we went and organized a visit down to the White House, and we were able to speak with President Trump. And even though he disagreed, he felt that pulling out of Syria was the right thing to do, he did listen to us. And he did decide to delay that action. So I find that in what I've been able to communicate to him, it has been a good relationship, understanding that that may not be true, you know, of others. But certainly I respect the president and his thought processes. He really wants to honor his commitment to bring our troops home. And I think that's important. We need to figure out what is that trigger point? What is the point where we do start to redeploy our American men and women that have been engaged in wars for a very long time? The American public can become very wary when we have troops that have been operating in an area for over, you know, 15, 20 years. So I believe that the president wants to honor his commitments, bring our troops home, but then it's up to us to advise and make sure that we're doing that in the right manner, you know, making sure that we're not putting our troops at a vulnerability point, but also recognizing that there are countries that need to step up their engagement as well in controlling and sustaining their own regions.
Well, you're in a tough race. I'm reading polls that have you a little bit behind your challenger, Teresa Greenfield. We know they're all in the margin of error, and there's a lot of time before the election. And President Trump's poll numbers are down as well. Is this a concern for you?
Well, I stay focused on working for Iowans, and I think that is an important thing to remember, that leadership is not about chasing the headlines. Leadership is about inspiring other people to follow towards a common goal or objective. And I am exhibiting leadership, working with Iowans every day, focusing on their goals and making sure, again, that we are achieving that mission, reaching those goals. We have a lot of things on our plate right now. Certainly, we're attempting police reform at the national level. We are trying to address racial injustice that has happened across the country. We are working on the National Defense Authorization Act, which, again, is something that I have personal experience with as a soldier. And there are just so many things that we really need to be focusing on. So I am going to stay on point with what I'm working on for the state of Iowa, making sure we're addressing Iowans' concerns. And then at the end of the day, you know, the Iowa people will be able to look at the achievements between my opponent and myself and be able to best judge. So I'm not going to focus on the polls today. I'm going to focus on my work for Iowa.
Thanks to Senator Joni Ernst for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.